For those of you who don't know this about Shayna Rose, she loves to consume motivational videos, motivational quotes, montages with a hard-hitting motivational soundtrack.
Listen, people, anything you need to just lock in and show up, I'm there for it.
Yep. If you need to hype yourself up, Shayna has links. Shayna has screenshots.
I got videos.
And we're going to talk about one of the things she sent me recently that just made her go like, yeah.
Yeah. One more thing I have to say is like, you do have to self-hype. You have to self-hype. It's so important. If you cannot do that for yourself, remember back in the day in my Upper East Side apartment, I had my chalkboard wall.
Oh, I'll never forget it.
And I used to write words to myself. I had my own mantras, like patience was one whole year. It was like 25% of my wall, like across it. You need to.
And then I would come and draw like a sunflower just to keep her.
She would. Yeah. She'd be like, good vibes. Like the good vibes. Like I need to talk myself here.
You're right.
It's very important. Life is hard, people. We all know this. Life is hard. There's always uncontrollable variables going on around you, especially once you get the kids going and the relationships going and all the things going. You have to have something that if your headspace just needs something to show up for itself, you got to lock into that. So maybe some of my quotes and motivational things help you, but you definitely have to find your own space because of this quote that Evelyn's going to read that I sent to her because of this.
Yep. Here's one of the most recent screenshots from Shayna Rose's camera roll. Focus on 3 to 5 years down the line. Most people don't realize the life they are living right now is based solely on decisions they made 3 to 5 years ago.
And I want to elaborate on that and say it also comes down to your routine and your commitment and your ability to make as few excuses as possible throughout your strategy. It really does reward you later on. Most things, even if they're simple in foundation, at minimum, I mean, a year is almost laughable, but a year, great progress happens. But in 3 years where you're going, amazing transformation happens. And the life that you once thought that you would never be able to step away from. I mean, I could really speak to this. This past December, we went to Ireland. Another overshare. My husband's from Ireland. We spent Christmas with his family. But it was the first time, and I think now I'm 10 years in business ownership, like a decade into business ownership. It was the first time that I totally did not work for 3 full weeks. I mean, Evelyn texted me like 2 times because they just needed a code.
Right. Verification code or something. Just
like, no workaround. Like, I texted you. I need this code. Sorry. You know?
Right.
And I was actually able to shut my brain down because I trusted my team. I trusted my processes and everything we worked for throughout that year. Years led to that.
Right. 3 to 5 years before that. Imagine actually logging off for 3 weeks.
No, impossible. I mean, right. 3 to 5 years prior to that, I had Kaya Rose 2 years prior to that, and I took 2 weeks off for that maternity leave, genuinely 2 weeks. That was it. And I was back full time. It wasn't even part time, full time for her. So yes, the work you do will reward you. Business growth does not feel good in the moment. It's the hardest part is to show up and commit to your routine when your business feels like it's on fire because of growth, because of good things.
Right.
It just doesn't feel that way.
I've said this to so many people, like, what a great problem to have. I like really use that line sometimes when I get on with a client and they're like, well, I'm so freaking busy and I'm overwhelmed and it's like, oh, what a great problem to have.
You got to show up and fight through the day because it is a great problem to have. There's the other side of that issue where you have no leads and no business flow, and then you're contemplating going back and being an employee again.
Right.
So it's funny because we all want the freedom. We all want the finances that come with it. It's corny, but there's a reason why there's very few people who actually make it to where they want to go because it is hard.
Right.
The stress, the pockets of growth where you just, you know, I've had countless nights where I, in my sleep, I am working. And I'm sure people listening have had that happen too. I am literally running through things. Or even though you're off and you're with your family, your head is someplace else. And your husband's like, are you even here with me? And the kids are like, Mom, do you hear me? You know, because you just can't help it. Even though you're not in front of the desk, your brain is trying to solve issues that are going on to try and help your day the next day or get over that. It is very hard. And that's why I talk about routine and the gym and all the things.
Right. In the thick of that, it's easy to make a decision that serves tomorrow you. That is when it is the hardest to make the decisions that serve 3 to 5 years from now you. And that is, I think, where people fall off, because it is really hard to look down the line and make decisions now when you're underwater that are serving that vision. A lot of times you're serving tomorrow. You're delegating today for tomorrow and you're treading the water and you're making it happen, people. Like, more power to you. But then that additional layer comes with the consistency of building what will serve you in 3 to 5 years as well. And it's just hard to do.
Yeah, it's discipline. Now I sort of understand, right? And everyone hears these principles and it's like, you know, when I started off, I would never be waking up early. I would be laughing in your face. I remember Jeff Hazlett said to me years ago, like, just get up earlier. And I was like, you know, like, no, but you hear it. It is the getting up early, the going to the gym. There are like those consistent habits that you see in successful people. And it really, for me, just comes down to discipline. They didn't want to do it either. All the same discipline that is required to get a six pack and get fit and eat right is the same discipline you will need inside of your business to show up and network consistently, show up for your team consistently, get your reports filled out consistently, hold yourself accountable consistently, and have a team around you that helps you do that. And as you grow, that's going to change and continue to have a metamorphosis, and you need to track. It is hard work. And the only pep girl you're going to have, or guy, is yourself. Put some support around you, but you got to cheer your ass on, like, on a daily basis. Pump up the tunes, dance it out. I mean, Evelyn just saw this video and I did this like fitness competition, and she's like, my husband took a video and I didn't even know she saw it. And she's like, I just saw you in the tunnel jumping up and down. I just see this.
Up.
Yeah, just like, let's go. You know, like
almost looking like she was boxing, you know, like ready, shoulders bouncing, like on her toes. I was like, I love that, Shayna. I love her.
That's the energy, people. That's what you need. When you don't want to do it, you need to lock into something. And I have so many sources. That's why I'm like the screenshot queen of things that I see online, because I just love absorbing those things. Or on the way to work, I love motivational compilations on YouTube to just get the mindset right. But the decisions you make today, make whatever you want and you commit to that. In 3 years from now, set a reminder on your phone and you'll turn around and be like, oh my God, I made that decision 3 years ago. And as a result, here's where I am. And you'll feel effects even shorter than that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I say like 3 to 5 in that quote, those are your big rewarding moments. Like the moment where you can go away and not worry that the money's going to stop flowing in or client work is just going to totally come to a halt.
Right.
The big moments are going to reward you in 3 to 5 years down the line when you're working and focusing on the foundation of the business, I would say. But there are smaller habits and rewards that you can get, like instituting a task management system. You're constantly flowing in your head. You're constantly worrying, did you forget a task? Does my team know what to do? And there's not a simple system of seeing project to-do lists, let's just say. Well, 6 months of focus on that, you'll be able to turn around and stop swimming in the abyss of your thoughts and have a way to control yourself. So there are those small moments as well. Same thing with the gym. If you committed going to the gym for 6 months and eating right for 6 months, I mean, you could lose like 30 pounds easily. If you really wanted to, you could do that. It's the same disciplines. So whatever you've been saying you've been going to do since your January resolution, I challenge you today to really rethink that for whatever it is, for yourself, for your relationships, for your business, and find a way to commit and to lock in. Whether you get a buddy, you lock in with your buddy, you're just going to commit to that thing. Whatever it is, you will thank yourself. Set a reminder. If it's a small thing, set a reminder in your phone 6 months from now to turn around and be like, oh, wow. Once you realize you can make changes so profound that quickly, discipline and showing up becomes easier than it once was originally. Another silly example, my like fitness partner at the gym simply was like, no added sugar for 1 week. And I was like, all right, for no reason, you know, like that's a silly one. Absolutely no reason. But it's not a hard thing for me to make commitments and show up and be disciplined where it once was. It once was hard to wake up at a 4:30 alarm clock and pop up for my day, you know, maybe once a month for I got to catch a flight. Not for any other reason than to have the discipline to find that time in the morning for myself and feel put together and organized to conquer the day. So small habits, discipline, show up, it gets easier. Small thing, put it in your calendar 6 months. Big thing, business foundation. You're going to commit. You're just going to do it. You're going to schedule 2 hours in your week to be an operator of your own business. You're going to schedule 2 hours a week to document system of procedures in your own company. You're going to schedule a minimum of 1 hour a week, at least to virtually network, if not a little bit more time to get out there and continue your business partnerships and conversations. You will turn around from 3 to 5 years from now and be like, holy, remember when I didn't have a business? Remember when I had to take a maternity leave for 2 weeks and jump right back in because every single sale pointed to me, you know, for the pricing and just everything we were doing? Big changes can happen. It's just going to take you to show up and commit and not fall off when things get hard or financially strapped or for whatever excuses are very easy to make. Very easy to make excuses.
Yeah. And I feel like people bristle at the word excuses, but really like your reasons why you're not doing it are totally valid. Yes, you are tired. No one is arguing that just by calling an excuse. You are busy as hell. No one is arguing that. But when you think about that 3 to 5 year result that you're going for, your reasons become excuses because you're thinking about that, not your tomorrow self that has every single reason to stay in bed, but your 3 to 5 year self who will be so glad you didn't.
Well, excuses can also be valid excuses.
Totally.
There are so many things that we cannot control in the world.
I just think the word gets a bad rap, you know, like it does. And I'm going to bring some positive to the word excuse.
Like I have excuses as well that will happen. My goal throughout the year is to have as minimal as possible. And my excuses are only for things I cannot control. My kid is sick or whatever. I got to get a phone call from the school and I'm scheduled to do something. I cannot control that. I have to excuse myself from whatever I was going to do for the next 2 hours so I can pick up my kid and bring her home. So there's the excuse category of, can I control this thing? You can't control it. It is what it is. Don't dwell. Get over it. It happens.
Doesn't it though? It just happens, y'all.
Move on. Don't linger. Don't linger on it. Don't carry it through. Don't ruin your whole day or whatever. It happens. And because you become someone who doesn't do unnecessary excuses, we shouldn't react to when things just happen. We cannot control. What we're really working towards is the excuses that we are trying to make valid for ourselves for whatever particular reason that really are an excuse. Like Evelyn said, I'm tired. I got minimal sleep or I was up late or whatever the case may be. Okay, you can rock a day tired and there's ways to wake up. Hate to be a hard but like I've learned I'm a hard I have to be cautious with my husband. I'm a little too hard.
Some people can't take it, but we know y'all can because you're here.
You got to be a hard sometimes or give yourself the grace to be like, okay, this is going to take a little bit more time because this is just where I'm at. Mentally, I do have some excuses. I know I can get better with them. My body needs the recovery.
Yeah. Self-awareness is half the freaking battle.
There it is. That's the word. Self-awareness. Thank you. That is exactly what it is. Do it with a self-awareness that, okay, because I am doing this the success of whatever my brain is fixated on is now a little delayed. And you know what? It's okay.
And it's like we talk about all the time too. There can only be one priority. So if something else in your life is the priority right now, that's not an excuse. That's a priority. That's an intentional choice. My husband's mother is sick and all my extra time is going there. That's not an excuse. That's a priority. But if these results, if this 3 to 5 year result is the priority, then anything standing in the way of that is an excuse.
Today's the day you could change your entire life. Genuinely, you can decide to change your entire life any day that you want. You just have to realize that it's not coming tomorrow. And the road throughout that race is tough. You will be sore. You might get hurt along the way. You will heal. You will recover. When bones break and reheal, they actually heal back stronger. That's exactly how business feels as well.
She screenshotted that from a motivational something.
No, that was actually originally me. No, you know how I know that? I only know that because when I broke my pelvis, I'm like, am I going to be fragile or whatever? They're like, actually, it's going to grow back even thicker after that break. And that is the truth.
I love it. So that was a Shayna Rose original, people.
That was original, people. That was original. Now, I will plug in, if you need my go-to sources, Eric Thomas compilations on YouTube, my go-to. You need a good juice up. You need someone to get in your ear. And there's different types of people. And I know this from this fitness competition. I had a partner and there was a coach and they were like, you know, are you good with talking? I'm like, yeah. Like that'll juice me up. Just like rip on me the whole time. And she's over there like, no, I don't need that. Please don't say anything to me. Please stay silent. That's distracting for me. She's like more of an encouraging soul. You know, like everyone's a little different.
Mine's my meditation music. Shayna would die.
Yeah. Like if you're on my side of the spectrum, definitely listen to Eric Thomas. But like, if not, maybe hit one of Evelyn's.
Relax Daily is a big recommendation for me. Relax Daily, all one word on Spotify. You're welcome.
If you need juiced up, hit him up. And then, you know, you'll just start getting targeted and your feeds will just start becoming more and more motivation.
And, you know, we're about to be in your ear every single Tuesday. So hopefully you get a lot of value from just hearing what we're still working on, too, because we're right here on this road with you, baby.
Growth, it doesn't stop, people. It does not stop. That's where you go wrong. If you're trying to reach a point of an end, quote unquote, like this is the end, there is no end. Train keeps moving. We keep having self-awareness. We keep growing. We keep adapting routines. We keep solving problems. We keep showing up as a leader and pointing that finger at yourself first and then to those around you. You will change your whole entire life in 3 to 5 years. Put it on the calendar.
Yep. We'll see you then for a cheers.
See you then. In 3 to 5 years, we're going to be having massive conferences at spas where we can all meet up, have half business, half spa time, toasting too. I listened to that podcast and you know what? That was the day that I just decided enough's enough. I know this is going to take 3 to 5 years, but this is the day that I start, commit, and I minimize the amount of excuses that I've been making for myself.
Hell yeah, you heard it here first, so let's go get it.
Let's get it. So here's the key takeaway for today's episode. The life you are living right now is the direct result of decisions that you made 3 to 5 years ago. And that means that the life you want 3 to 5 years from now starts with the decisions you make today. Not Monday, not when things calm down, not when you feel ready, today.
And here's the trap. When you're underwater, the only version of yourself you can think about is tomorrow you. Just get through this week. Just survive this season. And we are not here to dismiss that. Your reasons are valid. But when 3 to 5 years from now is the goal, your reasons become excuses. And your future self is watching every single choice you make right now.
So here's your challenge for this episode. Pick one thing, one habit, one system, one commitment that you've been putting off. Maybe it's scheduling 2 hours a week to work on your business instead of just in it. Maybe it's finally documenting that one process you keep doing from scratch. Maybe it's just getting to the gym 3 times a week and proving to yourself that you can show up even when you don't want to. Set a reminder in your phone 6 months from now, 1 year, 3 years. You will turn around and be floored by what consistent action can build for you.
Growth isn't going to feel good in the moment. It feels like stress, it feels like sleepless nights, and your brain running through to-do lists at 2 a.m. But the designers who make it, the ones who actually build the business and the life they dream of, they're not always the ones who had the most talent or the best timing. They're the ones who stayed consistent when it felt like nothing was working. They showed up anyway, and you can do that too.
So take action today. Make a decision, lock it in, minimize the excuses. And if you need support building the systems and foundation that will carry you through the next 3 to 5 years, we are here for you. Schedule a free call with us at fourdesignerbusiness.com or click the link in the show notes.
If today's episode gave you a much needed wake-up call, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe wherever you listen. New episodes drop every Tuesday, so be sure to subscribe and get notified. Also, be sure to send us your anonymous voicemails at fourdesignerbusiness.com. Remember, your questions don't just help you. They help every single designer listening who's going through the same thing and hasn't found the courage to ask just yet. So send it in and you just might receive free coaching on a future episode.
Don't forget, your future self is watching. Every decision, every habit, every time you choose to show up when you really didn't want to, it's all compounding. You won't feel it today. You could start feeling it in 6 months, but 3 to 5 years from now, you will look back at this moment and know that this was when everything changed. So start, commit, don't stray off course when life gets in the way. Just get back up and keep going. So until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep pushing through.
Let's do this, y'all.